Jesus, 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 Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, baby, Jesus, we love you, we praise you, we praise that eternal spirit, Jesus is your name. We love you. We thank you for your internal presence within us, all around us, all through us. We thank you for your presence all through the universe. We thank you for that light of Christ that's zooming and booming everywhere in our minds, in our subconscious mind, in our superconscious mind, and even in our conscious mind. We love you. We praise you for the healing of our bodies. We praise you for the deliverance of stumbling tongues. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for everything in the name of Josh J. Susie, baby.
Glory to Josh J. Susie, sweetheart, Holy Spirit. We appreciate this Pentecost Sunday today, recognizing the power of the Holy Ghost, the energy within us and all around us and all through us, my love. Thank you, glorious Christ light. We worship and glorify Jesus. We feel you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. You are so magnanimous. We just glorify your righteous name in your name, Jesus.
Jesus, baby. Jesus, baby. Jesus, we love you. The Savior of the world. The conqueror of the world. The conquering line of the tribe of Judah. We love you. Our Creator, our Father, our Redeemer, our Sustainer. Jesus, baby. I love you. I praise you. I gratitude. I thank you for coming to this earth in a human body, a physical human body. I thank you for showing us the way to overcome, to become God and godless. I thank you for going to the Father and pleading the case that we may all have a right to come to this planet and overcome and become God and godless. Thank you for creating this planet Earth. Thank you for creating our body. Thank you for we are here today. 2016 on planet Earth, baby, is rocking and rolling with your dynamic energy. Jesus, baby.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Got that right.
Glory to Jesus, glory to Jesus, glory to Jesus, live on planet Earth, May 1st, 2016, in the name of Jesus Christ, from Thailand to Singapore, from Malaysia to the United States, from the United States to the UK, all over the planet, from the Caribbean islands to Puerto Rico, from Finland to Iran. Sweethearts, we are here live in the name of Jesus,
baby. You got that right. This is Son of God University. You know us there. You know us us on the air, back live again on planet Earth. Even we in hellish realms down there in Taurus, down there in all levels of hell, they hear us too. We thank you for the people listening to us. Jesus, baby, in hellish realms. Also, we thank you for the people in the celestial realms that's listening to us. Bless you all in thousands and thousands of celestial realms. There's trillions of beings in that realm of called heavens. It's heavens, not just heaven, it's heavens. And that's in the celestial realm. Thank you for tuning in. Those whose first time listening on planet Earth, people in the hellish realms are listening to us. People in the heavenly realms are listening to us. This is some kind of program. There's no program like this ever on planet Earth. It's the first time ever, and it's because of Jesus, the Son of God, allowed it. He allowed people, check this out, he allowed people who's in the hellish realms, who's being chased around with big spiders, and it's something else in that hellish realm, but he let them come and listen to the program so they can deliver. That's how merciful your Jesus is. Then you got people in the celestial realms that's in trillions of realms, different realms. It's not just thousands of realms, but it's trillions of beings that's listening to our program, as well as you people on planet Earth are listening. So it's a privilege that you are listening to Son of God University, because you're going to hear the truth about what Jesus said about the Holy Ghost, about who he is, about how Jehovah is the Father of all, but he gave jurisdiction to Jesus, the Son of God, our Creator. He is our Creator. He is our Father. He is our Sustainer. He is our Redeemer. He's all these and more. This Jesus is bada boom, baby.
Yes, right, baby. Jesus came in the flesh to give us life, health, strength, liberty, and the pursuit of ecstasy. And the Holy Spirit comes from Jesus as we celebrate Pentecost Sunday. This is the age of Holy Spirit fire. This is the age of the omnipresent Holy Ghost, the power that came upon the disciples in the form of energy and fire that sat upon each of them, and they spake with tongues as the Spirit of the living God gave them utterance. And the Acts, the second chapter, it's verified. It's also verified in the Acts, the 14th chapter. It's also verified in Acts, the 12th chapter. It's also verified in Acts, 19th chapter. It's verified technically all through the book of Acts and beyond. This realistic power is a saving, glorious power. This eternal spirit, this eternal energy, keeps you young.
You got that right, Jesus, baby. It keeps you young. It keeps you vital. It keeps you healthy. You need this Savior. Basically,
yes.
The Holy Ghost, or Jesus, this energy, that is your Savior right now.
Right.
Jesus came through the blood sacrifice. When he came to that blood sacrifice, he redeemed you through the blood sacrifice. And through that blood sacrifice, now the Holy Ghost is open to you to get. And once you get in contact with that Holy Ghost, then you're on your way. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you have a problem. You know what problem you have? Things are not going to go well with you if you don't have this vital energy. This vital energy, Jesus' energy, is very important. See, it's Jesus' energy. It's not so much universal spirit. It's Jesus. It has a potent name, and it's Jesus' energy. This energy redeems your body. This energy flows with you. This energy is that small, still voice, as Jesus said in the scripture, which guides you. My sheep hear my voice. Jesus, that inner consciousness. Everybody has a conscience. Everybody is born with this. You may be a different religion. Doesn't matter. You have Jesus' eternal consciousness within you. That consciousness tell you what's right and wrong. Everybody knows you don't just blow a nigga away. You know that's wrong. You know not to do that. You know right and wrong. You don't need the Ten Commandments. You don't need that. It's all in you. You have the letter is written on the tablets of your heart. It's in you. Everybody has that energy in you. Now, if you want to energize your body, you need the Holy Ghost. You have that divine fire in you, but when you get the Holy Ghost, it electrifies every trillions of cells in your body. It's become illuminated. That's what you need. Then that's when health starts coming to you. See, you have Jesus in you already, that divine fire, but when you get the Holy Ghost, the baptism, it comes to every little cell, every little organ, everything, hairs, everything throughout your body. It electrifies. It rejuvenates. That's why you need that power, as my loving brother said. You need that Holy Ghost. If you don't have it, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a big problem. So you're going to fail on earth to be what you should be, because you can be dynamic with that Holy Ghost. And that only can come through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, he's the one that gives you the Holy Ghost. Remember, he's our Redeemer. He is our Creator. He is our Father. Not Jehovah. I love Jehovah, but Jehovah, this is not your planet. This is Jesus. Sorry to tell you. I tell you that all the time. This is Jesus. You gave it to him. You're the one that gave it to Jesus. You said that everybody has to worship my son. He gave credence to that. So everybody should be worshiping this Jesus. It's a sad thing when you come to planet Earth, they can't even say his name, you know. Whereas when he goes to other universes, he's hell. You know why he's hell? He has a physical body, and this physical body is glowing. You see, everybody else, they overcome in the celestial realm. This is the only planet in the universe that's like that. The reason I'm using this example, because it's special to be on planet Earth and become an overcomer God or goddess, because you are special. When you go in the universes, you are known that you came from planet Earth, because your body is different. There's no other bodies like this. We have a physical body that's redesigned by the Holy Ghost. It's basically infused with atoms and rays of light, and it electrifies you, and you become a glowing lantern. You just glow because it's a dense body. You see, before, it's a celestial body. They don't have it. You see, Jesus is a physical being and a celestial being. Jehovah is a celestial being only. See, it's very few beings like that. I don't know any in the universe that's celestial and physical. Only Jesus. That's why he's special. That's why when he goes to other realms, he's hell, because he's glowing like a fire. He's glowing more than they are because he has a dense body and because he holds all these titles. The Holy Ghost is subject to him. What son of God, or even what Father, that the Holy Ghost is subject to him? The substitute that he can give it to every human being on the planet. It has to come through Jesus to give you the Holy Ghost. You can't go through any of the other sages or prophets. You have to come to Jesus. He's the only one that can put this Holy Ghost or give you the Holy Ghost upon you and discern it upon your whole body being and become electrified. See, it's energy that energizes you. You know, like Star Trek, you know how they become energized? That's how your body becomes. It's infused with atoms or rays of light of Holy Spirit. But the name of that is Jesus. It's a powerful name. When you say Jesus, the energy electrifies. It illuminates. Every time you say Jesus and you have the Holy Ghost, it really illuminates. If you say Jesus don't have the Holy Ghost, it still does it somewhat, but not as much as when you have the Holy Ghost, you see, because that's energy that's alive, that's in you, that's making your body alive. You know, sometimes you see dead beats, you say, God, what's the body? They need the Holy Ghost to become alive with the presence of Jesus' energy. You need that energy. That's your health. That is your wealth. That is your youth. That is everything you need. If you don't have it, basically, you are a deadbeat. Jesus, baby.
That's right, baby. You heard it live from my sweetheart brother. You got to have the Holy Ghost on every couch, sweeter than French toast and grander than beef pot roast.
You got that right.
You've got to have the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ. And to receive this great power, the book of Acts declares, some didn't receive it until they were baptized in the name of Lord Jesus. And once they were baptized in name of Lord Jesus, then the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spake with tongues of fire and power, sweetheart. Yes, this is a reality. You must be in love with Jesus. You must be baptized in the name of Jesus. It's recorded in the book of Acts, 2nd chapter, verse 30 and 8. It says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. For what? The forgiveness of your sins, or the remission of your sins. Then you shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost. You see, this glorious, happy power is for every saint on the planetary system. You can receive it, sweetheart. You just have to open up your heart to believe. He that believeth, Jesus said in Mark, and is baptized, the same shall believe. The same shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. So the power to believe is the blue Christ way that connects with the love Christ way. And when you have that belief and love together, it exuberates the faith and knowledge, and it gives you the great and glorious precipitation of energy or Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit, as my sweetheart brother says, it is real. Holy Spirit is alive. Jesus said in the 16th chapter of St. John, chapter 14 and 15, that if you abide in me, I will abide in you. And this power I shall give you shall be with you forever. For the Spirit of truth is with you, but shall be in you. The intimacy of Holy Spirit, this great light of Christ, is for all nations, sweetheart. Anyone can have this power if they repent to Jesus. Because once you repent and you submit yourself to the Son of God, you can receive this power as you believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the supreme Son of God. As my brother said, the power to worship Jesus is verified in the book of first chapter, verse 6, known as Hebrews. And God said, let all angels as he brings his firstborn into the world, God said, let all God's angels worship my first begotten. Who's the first begotten? The firstborn. Who is the firstborn? Jesus. That's what made Christmas so great. That's what glorifies Pentecost today. That's what exalts Easter and Resurrection and Good Friday, by recognizing the power of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
You got that right, Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus, Jah Jesus. That's what it's about. Because if you don't have that power, if you haven't accepted Jah Jesus, you're going to be in a terrible shape, my brothers and sisters. You're going to be in a shape that you don't want to be in. Some of you in such a downbeat vibration, as I would say, is because you don't have Jah Jesus. You may say Jah Jesus,
right,
but do you have Jah Jesus in your being? See, this is a spiritual thing. This is not so much a church thing. It's not so much of you reading the Bible. It's not so much of you going to church every Sunday. That's nice. That's a good thing to do. But the real test is the spirituality behind this. Are you in touch with the Holy Ghost? Do you have the Holy Ghost? Are you in love with the Holy Ghost? Are you in love with Jah Jesus? Are you living the life of Jah Jesus?
Yes.
Are you activating the Holy Ghost that you have? Are you loving your brother as you have them love you?
That's right.
Are you loving your neighbor? Do you hate your neighbor? You can't hate your neighbor. Do you love all beings on the planet Earth? Doesn't matter the race. Are you race bound to only niggabytes? Are you
that's right,
just bound to that? You cannot inherit Jah Jesus' kingdom being in the negative realms like those. You got to love every single person on the planet Earth.
Yes.
This planet, Jah Jesus created all races. All races belong to Jah Jesus. He is our creator. He is our redeemer. He is our sustainer. He is our heavenly father. I know a lot of you keep
saying, thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Jehovah is our grandfather. Mm-hmm. You know, he gave it to the Son.
Yes.
The Son has all the keys. The Son is the key of life.
That's
Stephen
right.
wanted to say. He is the key of life. He's the one that will give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He's the one that has that power. Now, what being do you know? All the prophets and sages, have any of them can give the Holy Ghost? Can any of them?
Thank you, Jesus.
The Holy Ghost susceptible to them?
Right.
Under their jurisdiction? No. The Holy Ghost is a power. It's an energy. And only Jah Jesus can give it to you. And like my brother said, you got to pray and ask for it. First, you got to be forgiven of your sins by asking for redemption and by saying, hey, I'm sorry, Jah Jesus, for
right.
what I did. I'm a sinner. You got to go to Jah Jesus to do it. You don't have to come to me. You don't have to come to a preacher. You can go directly to him and say, Jah Jesus, forgive me for what I've done. I have sinned. And then after that, then you start praising Jah Jesus. You start loving Jah Jesus. You start worshiping Jah Jesus. Then you start asking him for the Holy Ghost. Then as you ask him for the Holy Ghost and you praise, pretty soon you're going to get the Holy Ghost because you're going to feel it. You're going to know it's the Holy Ghost. There's going to be no doubt in your mind that you have the Holy Ghost. Once you get the Holy Ghost, you know you have it. You're not going to have to ask someone, do I have the Holy Ghost? If you have
right.
to get, you don't have the Holy Ghost. So once you get this burning fire and this dynamic energy flowing through your veins, flowing through your body, flowing all through your capillaries and everything, this energy is flowing everywhere in your body. You feel it. You love it. Sometimes it can be a little scary, but that is the power of the Holy Ghost. You need that power because with this power, you'll become redeemed from all your faults and negative traits that you have. If you have lying, you can be redeemed from it through the power. If you have unforgiveness, through the power. If you have hatefulness, through the power of Jah Jesus, Holy Ghost, you can be redeemed. Through power, as you be still, it redeems you. See, it's a redeeming power. It's not necessary going to some church and Bible and they're teaching you how to do that. No, the Holy Ghost is your teacher. Remember that. The Holy Ghost, we teach you also, but the Holy Ghost, it teach you day by day. It teach you where to go, who to go, what job you should get, who you should marry, what you should wear, what kind of food you can eat. A doctor can only see so much, but Dr. Holy Ghost, it knows everything about you. You can confess everything to the Holy Ghost. It likes when you do it. And when you do something good, the Holy Ghost, you feel a upliftment, like right. You did something but it can go the opposite way.
You rebuke
also. Yeah. You know, like my loving brother said, it can rebuke because it's a power. Remember, it's a power in you. Everybody wants power. If you want power, you need the Holy Ghost, baby, because only the Holy Ghost can give you power on this earth. The power to forgive. That's a power. You can't just naturally come and forgive. You're going to want to knock a nigga out. You know you're going to want to because we've been in many Sunday schools there. Oh, I can't do that. Of course, you don't have the power. If you have the power, it'd be no problem. You can read the scriptures all day. That doesn't mean anything. You can go see a sermon on the church all day. Doesn't mean anything. But when you have the power of the Holy Ghost, that's your healing power of cancer. That's your healing power of sickle cell anemia. That's your healing power of all things. It's the Holy Ghost. That's what you need. You know, we could put the doctors out of business. You know why? Having the Holy Ghost. You have the Holy Ghost, you don't need to go to a doctor. The Holy Ghost is your doctor. You want to be redeemed of a disease? Go to the Holy Ghost. Talk to God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost. Remember, it's with you 24/7. It's
right.
Within you. It's all around you. It's intelligent. It knows you. It loves body beings. It's anxiously knocking on your conscience and say, I want to come in. I want to come into your heart. I want you. My name is Jah Jesus, Holy Ghost. I want to come into you. I want to come to your mind and spirit. I love you. It loves you. It's a loving force. You want to have love? It's a love force. You cannot have love without the Holy Ghost. Repeat, you cannot have love without the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the love substance of the universe. That is Jesus Christ's spirit. That is the spirit of Christianity. It's the love guided with wisdom. That is the Holy Ghost. You want the Holy Ghost? Ask John Jesus, baby. He's the only Son of God in the universe that can give and that's worthy to give you the Holy Ghost. No other being. Jehovah can't give it to you. No, no, no. I hear a lot of prayers. Oh, Father, and you're talking to Jehovah. It doesn't go nowhere. You're wasting your time. You might as well say, Donald Trump, I love you. At least he's human. He can hear you. But the Father, he can't. You know, he said, go to my son. Why are you going to him? You know,
right.
You keep saying, Father this. Father, same old prayers. Father this. It's tradition, but it's the wrong prayer. You're not going anywhere. It's a deadbeat prayer because you're praying to a father that has no jurisdiction on this planet. He gave all power and authority to Jah Jesus, the Son of God, the Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, King of Kings. This is Jah Jesus. There's no doubt about it. There are other people who say, well, it's another Messiah, it's another Savior, it's another Redeemer. No, it's only one, and that one is Jah Jesus. Do not be fooled by these people. They come in sheep clothing like raving wolves and saying, oh, it's another one. It's no other one. It's only Jah Jesus. Who was born and lit up the world? Who was born in Bethlehem and the whole city lit up? It's no other being that could do that. Jah Jesus. When he came out of Mary, he was glowing. It's no other being that can do that. You know, it's no other being. Jah Jesus, baby. Who was crucified for you? Jah Jesus on the cross. He did. Not even Jehovah did that. Jah Jesus did that. He came for you. He redeemed your body through his blood sacrifice. Only Jah Jesus. There's no other being can do that. He's the only one. Try it for yourself. Don't believe what I say. Try it for yourself, and then you see the results. It's Jesus, baby.
You got that right, sweetheart. That's the reality. Okay, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Because when you go to Jesus, you progress the name of supreme power and light and love. Like you heard my sweetheart brother say, the power is about love. Excuse me, glory to Jesus. The name of Jesus is real. All this love is through Jesus Christ. To have the joys of Holy Spirit on this Pentecost Sunday, it's through the name, the supreme, almighty name of Jesus Christ. On this earth, people all to worship to Jesus Christ. You heard it from the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, and God, I told you before, and I keep telling you again, and when God said, Lord, all his angels, all the angels of God, worship to Jesus. From all the angels of God, that means all the saints of the Most High are to worship the Son of God. The Son of God worship has benefit. In the 17th chapter of St. John, I told you the other yesterday, that when you worship and love Jesus, Jesus said, you'll be loved of my Father, and we will bless you. Because, like sweetheart brother said, the jurisdiction is given to Jesus. You church folks, you got to recognize that. You got to get out of your stiff neck and stale mold. I'm going to see if this other person can give the Holy Ghost. My brother, can Senator Ted Cruz give the Holy Ghost?
No.
But he's a senator.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh.
Is he still a senator?
That's right. He's the presidential candidate.
Okay.
That's right. He's running for Lucifer. I mean, running for president. So, bless him, and may he submit his delegates to the Honorable Donald John Trump, because Donald John Trump is ahead. He's ahead, baby, and he loves Jesus Christ. And you've been watching CNN. I know you've been checking out what was said by the Honorable Prophet John Boehner about Senator Ted Cruz. I'm not going to get into it, but Lucifer is trying to appear alive in the flesh on earth. When you look at that, many people who do not worship Jesus, who do not embrace the Son of God, they're Antichrist. You see what I'm saying? So if they're Antichrist, they're devils because they don't love the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's imperative what we tell you is very simple. It's not a religion. It's a way of life. It's a way of divine progress. Glory to Jesus. It's a way of ecstasy.
You got that right,
baby. Holy Ghost.
It's a way. The Holy Ghost is a power. The power is illuminated in each and every one of us. We have that power.
Yes.
You have that within to a certain extent until you get baptized with this eternal energy. And this eternal energy will illuminate you. See, by having this energy, you have, and by saying God Jesus, and by having love God Jesus, you have the angel. You have the angels that's going to attend you. If you worship Jesus, you'll have thousands of energy of angelic beings around you.
Yes.
A lot of angels around you. And then you have the Holy Ghost that's around you, that's alive and well. I'm talking about alive Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Those who don't have the Holy Ghost, it's kind of dead to them. But you have this live energy that's tinkling in all your being and all around you, this intelligence. Then you have the gods and the goddesses. And then you have all this when you have the Holy Ghost. If you have the Holy Ghost, none of this. You're
that's
just
right.
Naked. And then when I'm saying naked, that means devils can come after you. They can attack you. You have people that are always attacked by devils, have all this strange phenomenal stuff. They do not have the Holy Ghost. They have no protection. You have no protection. You're just subject to being a deadbeat because you need the protection of that consuming fire energy, which is the Holy Ghost, which his name is Jesus, to protect you and guide you. Without that, and then on top of that, you have angels. Then on top of that, you have gods and goddesses. Then on top of that, you have Jesus himself who can come to earth.
Yes.
You think he comes back and forth to earth. You know, he's not just sitting on his throne, twiddling his thumbs. And then you have the troublemaker, Jehovah, will come down and talk to you if you want.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that, hey, you need this divine energy. You need this divine fire that's all around you. You need this, because without it, you are dead duck, just waiting to be defiled, especially nowadays. We're in the last days, and I'm telling you, those demons, they're roughing and raving. They do not like people of God Jesus.
Right.
So if you don't have it, they're going to come and consume you. You need this power. You're having problems, all kind of problems, demons doing this, demonic this, whatever, witchcraft, spells, all this stuff. There's no power. People think they have power, trying to zoom in on you, trying to do this.
Right.
With the power of the Holy Ghost, they can't do it. See, you people need the power, and your mind is contaminated and is worry, and you have all this elucidation by Satan who's putting that in you. With the power of the Holy Ghost, it can break that yoke, and you could be delivered by Jesus' energy, by accepting his way of life. It's a, like my loving brother said, it's a way of life. It's not a religion. It's a way of living. You don't have to go to church. You know, you always are in church 24/7. Remember, the Holy Ghost is in you. It talks to you all the time. You're in church wherever you go. Go to the Seahawks ball game. You're in church. The Holy Ghost is there.
Right.
It's in you. It's around you. Matter of fact, it's more so there. People are excited. It likes excitement. It don't want to go to no deadbeat church that's dead, that's singing old hymns and talking about the Father. It don't want to be in that environment. It wants to be talking about the Son of God, God Jesus. It wants to talk about some Holy Ghost. That's what it wants to be. It wants to be in a live service, you know. So it's better to go to some concert, something else that's going to be alive and well and dealing with some energy instead of something that's dead, that has no power, no authority. The only authority you need is God Jesus. God Jesus has all authority, all power. And that power is his spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. And he can give that to you, each and every one. I don't care what you've done. You think you've done too much that you can't get this Holy Ghost, you can't be forgiven, that's a lie of the devil.
It's right.
Putting that in your mind. You can repent. I don't care what you have done. Even Hitler couldn't repent. He could repent. It doesn't matter what you've done. You can repent right now. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You have the power, and you just got to get on your knees and just repent to Jesus. You don't have to have anybody around. You can go directly to the source. See, you can pray directly to Jesus. You don't
yes.
need to go to the Father. You don't need a priest or anything. You can go directly to him. You can talk directly to him, and he'll hear you. And then after that, you ask him for the Holy Ghost, and then you can talk directly to the Holy Ghost within you. You talk to him. He guides you and protects you. Then you can still talk to Jesus
right.
and the Holy Ghost. Look at that benefit. You can talk to him and him.
Yes.
You know? So it's a benefit to you to have this power, like my loving brother said. You got to have this power, this energy. It flows. It grows in you. I don't care what you do in your life, work on this planet, on your mission. Everybody has different missions, but everybody has ultimately the same destiny. Our destiny is to overcome and become gods and goddesses on this planet Earth. But your mission could be working at a cleaner's. Your mission
right.
could be a garbage man. It doesn't matter. You don't have to have be a doctor or something for Jesus to see you. You could be wherever you are, a painter, an artist, a landscaper. It doesn't matter. You know, when you have that ghost holy, you're going to shine. You're going to radiate the energy. Because that energy is within you, and it's all around you. And once you become in love with that energy, it starts to glow. It starts to heal. It starts to help you in every endeavor that you're going to take. I don't care what you need, go to the Ghost Holy. Ask it. Talk to it. You don't need to go to a counselor. The Holy Ghost is a divine intelligence. It knows everything you need. You don't need to talk to a preacher. You got the divine Holy Ghost. Depend on them. Curses of him who put his trust in arm and flesh, like a preacher or something. The scripture says that. Trust in the Holy Ghost. That is your divine teacher. It's within you. It's guiding you. And then after that, get the baptism of the Holy Ghost where it can go all through your body. It's in every cell of your body. That's what you, something to work with. Now you're zooming, baby. You're moving, baby. You're grooving, baby, because you got the power, and you got the power over all things. And then sometimes something will come after you. If you fall, God, Jesus, help me. give me strength. Then you get in the power game. You're starting to come back on your feet. Then you're starting to rock and roll, baby. Then you get stronger and stronger and stronger. Then pretty soon you don't fall no more because you're getting stronger. Then pretty soon you overcome. You're God or gods. You're not subject to those negative things on the earth. You don't get injured. You don't. Stuff doesn't happen to you because you got the power. You overcame. You are God or goddess. And that's who's going to be ruling this earth. Only the gods and goddesses are going to be eventually on this planet Earth. Everybody else has to leave. This planet is Jah Jesus' kingdom for gods and goddesses, for those who overcome. Those are going to be with Jah Jesus. If you're not an overcomer, you're not going to hang with Jesus. You can say all the scriptures. You can do all things you want. You're not going to be in that realm. You're going to be in a different realm. You may see him from occasion to occasion, but as far as hanging out with them, you're not going to be, because you're not a body being. You still have your bodies. Jesus still has a physical body. It's right. Not no spiritual body. It's a physical body that's overcome. You're still going to have your physical body. See, he's a celestial being and a physical. We are just a physical. But we're still going to be reigning with him with that physical body. Only physical body who's overcome can hang with him. If you don't have that, you cannot hang with Jesus. You think you are going to be with him? You have another day coming when you see reality when it happens. Oh, and then it's going to be kind of late, basically, because you only can overcome in the flesh while you're here on earth. If you leave without the flesh, then there's a different realm you're going to. That's why we're talking to people of planet Earth here. Wake up. The revolution is here. We are here. Son of God, the revival is now. It's in the hearts and minds of people on the planet Earth. The revival is happening with Son of God University. We are the revival. We are the revolution.
Yes.
And it's rolling now throughout the planet Earth, throughout hell, throughout the celestial realm. This is some kind of revival. It's never been a revival like this in the universes before. This is the first time, and this is Jah Jesus' kingdom that's coming to life. I love you, Jah Jesus, baby. This is Son of God University.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, indeed, sweetheart. This is the reality of serving Jesus Christ. We must get wrapped up. Excuse me, you probably noticed I've been kind of sneezing a little bit, but forgive me, I'm going to, I guess, pollen. We'll be buying pollen and all that alerts you to the pit of hell in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
You got that right.
Because it's trying to mess up my nostrils and all that kind of stuff. And we glorify Jesus Christ. We're talking about this power, and we're activating the power by calling on Jesus. You heard that sneeze, and then I said Jesus. So, hey, we're live. We're not playing a game. This is not make-believe. This is not April Fool's. This is true. On May... Glory, Jesus. On May 1st. You see, you heard me sneeze a few times, so you'll know what's going on. And you pray for me as we pray for one another, and we progress in the light. Pray the sinner's prayer. Those who are lost, those who need Jesus, you know, ask him to come into your life, because this Holy Ghost is real. This is a power to reckon with. This is a power to glorify. This is a power to love. This is a power to treasure. This is a power to adore. This is a loving power to enfold. Jah Jesus, forgive me for all of my negatives. Jah Jesus, I confess my sins to you. Thank you for guiding me and leading me into all truth, and may you grant me the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
You got that right. The Holy Ghost, granted of the Holy Ghost. My brother said it perfectly. He did prayer, but you can put it in your own words.
Right,
That's just a standard that he gives. You can put it in your own words. You go to Jah Jesus to ask for that. He's the main, as they say on earth, the main God. Let's put it that. He's the main God. Now, we have a God that looks like us, human.
Right.
We can worship him. People wanted one. They wanted a God in the Old Testament. They wanted somebody. Now you have somebody. You have Jah Jesus. He took on human form. He looks just like us, and you can worship him. Isn't that something?
Yes.
You have a God that looks like you. Two eyes, a nose, two ears, five fingers, not six like the negative force.
Right.
You know, but you have a being that looks like us that you can worship. You came through the Hebrew seed that looks just like us.
Amen.
You know, this being looks like us. And you can worship him. It's legal to worship him. You should be worshiping him. We can't give him enough praise and gratitude.
That's right. Glory.
But what he's done, he is this whole, if you want to call it experiment, is Jah Jesus. It's not Jehovah. Jah Jesus thought of all this. There's no other worlds that thought of this. No other world like this that have hard floors and hard ground, earth, trees like this. I mean, hard
right,
like this.
Right.
This is the only one, baby. You're here on earth, Jah Jesus, baby, because you see everything on earth. I see this, I say, Jah Jesus, this is earth. Everything goes. From anything you can, I know the other planets are looking. They say, "I've never seen stuff like that." People do all kinds of stuff on this planet that's unheard of,
right.
and it's going on. And Jah Jesus is still letting it go. Now, if it was Jehovah's world, it wouldn't last.
Right.
It wouldn't last. Why do you think it's so hard and dense? Because you can do all that and still overcome. Because if he didn't have a heart like this, it couldn't heart like this, and so then it couldn't take sin. The reason your body's like that, it can take a lot of sin. The earth is like that, it can take a lot of sin. If it was in the celestial realm, oh, man, we'll be destroyed left and right. But God, Jesus had a plan.
Amen.
And his plan is the only plan in the universe like this, and you can overcome, you know. You still have a chance. You're alive, my brothers and sisters. You can do it. You have the power. It's within you. And praising God, Jesus, you can get the Holy Ghost, and then you're really alive, baby, with that Holy Ghost. You're really zooming with that power, because only through God, Jesus, you can do it. That's why you hear it say, God, Jesus. In the heavens, people say, God, Jesus. God, Jesus, that's what it's about.
Right.
On earth, we say, God, Jesus, baby. There's a difference. But everybody greets Jah Jesus, that's the main God, baby, Jah Jesus. When you say that name, you glow, you ignite all the energy within your body. Jah Jesus, baby, that's what it is. Every time I see my brother, Jah Jesus, baby, Jah Jesus, baby, what's happening, baby? It's Jah Jesus, baby. That's what's happening. It's Jah Jesus, baby. Whatever you're doing, it's Jah Jesus, baby. He's the substance of life here. He's the one that created this beautiful planet. Even though it's the wickedest planet in the universe, and the dark planet Earth, it's a beautiful planet, and it's going to become more glorious as that light of Christ come onto this planet.
Amen.
And that light of Christ, as they say, is going to zoom, and the heavens is going to open, and all that energy is going to come. We're preparing you for that energy, for that zoom light energy.
Right.
Because once
right.
that energy comes, you can't, if you're not up to par, you can't disintegrate, you
right.
know, because that's zoom, zoom. So we're preparing you through the light of Christ, the Holy Ghost. See, that is the second coming of Jah Jesus. It's not necessarily Jah Jesus himself. It's the divine light of Christ, Jah Jesus, that energy. That's what you're going to have to reckon with, is the energy. Jah Jesus in all his glory, you don't want him to come back. It's too powerful. The Holy Ghost has to purify the earth.
Right.
The Holy Ghost is the one that reckons with this planet on all kinds of earthquakes,
right.
all kinds of weather and stuff. It's purifying the earth. It purifies our body. It illuminates our body. This Holy Ghost is the one that's going to judge the earth.
That's
it's
right.
not so much God Jesus. It's the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
that
right,
intelligence.
Right.
That intelligence is going to come through all those atmospheres,
yes.
Those levels of atmospheres that's bond. It's protecting us now, because that's how God Jesus did. He's given us time to overcome. He's given us time to live pure and holy. He's given us time to be ignited and filled with the Holy Ghost. He's given us time for that. So, because once it comes and you're not, you're not going to be able to handle that dynamic energy. People are talking about, they think they want that energy. If you're not ready for it, it's going to zoom, zoom, zoom on you, and you're going to boom, 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 and you may not be around. That's why we are telling you how to be ready for this second coming of God Jesus, baby, that energy that's going to come to the earth. by now, you should know about the Holy Ghost. We in this three-dimensional world right now that you can get this Holy Ghost by Jesus.
Right.
So you can become prepared for that, for the second coming of Jesus, the Holy Ghost. To purify. Then once that second coming comes, then Jesus can come. See, that Holy Ghost is preparing the way, basically. It's purifying the earth. It's purifying us, getting us ready for Jesus. Jesus is really wants to come, but he can't come before time. He can't come. He, what is Jehovah knows the time, but Jesus could, but he's not saying it. But the point, that's not us to worry about. What we need to be concerned about is ourselves. We need to get ourselves, get the mole out of our eye, and get ourselves, like my brother's getting the mole out of his eye right now, and getting ourselves together, and get what are we doing? Don't look at our brother and point
finger
at him.
That's right.
What are we doing?
You,
are we together? Because if we together, we'll be overcome.
Amen.
See, people, they talk all that stuff, but if they're not overcome of God or goddess, you can't say a damn thing. You know why? Because you're still on the earth on a mortal form, and you're subject to death, and you're subject to all these diseases and everything. And if you haven't overcome, you're subject to it, so you can't say nothing about anybody. And then the overcomers, they don't dare say anything. You don't know who they are. They could be like, this is going wrong, that's going wrong. They are overcomers, but they don't let you know. They're the last one to tell you that they're perfect, an overcomer. And believe me, it's overcomers on the earth that's walking.
Amen.
And you don't even know. They are God and goddesses. They think they are a regular mortal person. They could be going to a job like you. You don't know who they are.
Right.
You know, they could be here just to bless you in different ways. Not so much a church blessing. It's a spiritual thing.
Right.
They made certain things to say the spiritual. They're not going to tell you, go to this church. No. They're going to help you spiritually within your being. They're going to help your conscience. They're going to help you to grow. And it's a way that you wouldn't even know. It's, you say, God, I didn't know he was an overcomer. Ah, wow. You know?
Right.
Yeah. But it's many beings like that. That's what this earth is about. Overcomers. It's Jesus' kingdom, baby. Jesus' kingdom is alive. It's alive right now. Starting with Son of God University, and it's going on down the line, baby. And it's rolling. And people are coming to deliverance. I don't care what religion it is. It's not about religion. It's about a reality. It's a reality of the energy. It's a reality of the name, Jesus. It's a reality of Jesus, the Son of God. That's what is the reality. Don't let anybody else fool you. Get in touch with this reality, Jesus. The human being came in the form of God. He came in the form of a human being. He was a human being and as a God. He took him a human flesh. Check that out. He came down below his level to come to our level to take on human flesh. Now he rose above all of us, and he's King of kings and Lord of lords. Because he took on that. No other being in the universe has ever done that. No other father. And there's many universes, there's many planets, there's many solar systems, there's many galaxies. They never took on like Jesus. He is a special being. And you on planet Earth, we should be worshiping him day and night. He's worthy of worship, this being, Jesus. And definitely, when you get that Holy Ghost, you need to talk with it. You can tell that Holy Ghost anything. It's anxiously waiting for you to talk to you.
Yes, Jesus.
It loves you. It is your love substance. It is your forgiveness.
That's right.
It is our overcomer.
Yes.
It helps us overcome. Jesus gave us this energy for we can overcome and use this energy. This energy is for us to use here on earth. It's Jesus, baby.
Yeah, baby. Jesus. Glory to you. Jesus. Remember, sweethearts, the name of all power. You have heard us speaking live of the name of Jesus on this great, glorious May 1st, or May 1, 2016, on May Day, where there are many protests around the world and the international society protests of many types, many variations. There are presidential candidates that are out and campaigning, and we know Donald Trump is the man, baby, because he loves on Jesus Christ. We don't want no Antichrist to be the president. We don't want no negative dark force to be the president. We don't want no evil person being the president. We don't want no one that's a serial killer being the president. We don't want no one that's a Zodiac killer being the president. We know that the Honorable Donald John Jesus Trump is a lover of Jesus. And so, as we said yesterday, we authorize and people to check him up, and we promote him and see his love for humankind very different. People are tired of the same old, same old. It's time for a change. I am Sweetie, and I approve of this message. Glory to Jesus.
You got that right. And this is Sweetie, too, and I approve of this message.
Yes.
We love you. We praise you. And it's about that time. That,
yes. You got that right, baby. The cannon, baby. The cannon. The cannon. The cannon. The cannon, baby. We love you, sweetheart. And may the light of Jesus Christ enfold you. May the spirit of Jesus Christ energize you. May the Holy Ghost exuberate you, that you may receive the power of the Holy Ghost, that you may recognize the power of love. We speak love. The canon testifies of love. That's why the songs we sing, it's all about love. Good day, good night, good love, good Jesus.
John Jesus, baby.